thank you for coming. So, first of all, there is a web address, and I just uploaded the slide, so if you look for them during the presentation or later, there is a link over there. So, who am I? From a personal point of view, I have a deep interest into free and open source software for a long time now, and I've been working on Migo, and mostly from a community contributor on Migo, not on the project itself. And Debian also, and I like Qt and GNOME and a lot of other projects. And then in my day job, I'm working on Tizen at the moment. I'm doing some maintenance and packaging software and create stuff and troubleshoot some mistake and bugs and so on. So I'm currently, I don't have a specific field. I'm touching different stuff, but mostly I care about the graphics and the core of the system, which is Linux. And I made some research on Tizen Mobile as well, and what Leon just said about the ARM port of Tizen. And I'm doing this for my company. This is Orogiciel. You know, nobody knows how to pronounce it. It is a French name somehow. So Orogiciel is meaning software in French. And I've been working on this project for 2 years now. And we are located in France, in the west of France. So I'm going to talk about what is cooperation and why it's important. And I will illustrate this with a story about a bug I fixed recently. And I will also try to open to community something wider than just the Tizen project. And in the second part of my presentation, I will give some technical tips for the Tizen packager. So people who are actually working on Tizen and to make their job easier. So if you have some questions on the tooltip, I can detail some of them more than others. So why community is something important? Because it's a philosophy because we want to maybe work together and not against each other. But it's also an answer to a pragmatic question, how to be more efficient, produce better software in the shortest time, and something reliable. So in other words, I would say you have to maximize the factor about the quality of something you get and the effort and the time. So if we have an efficient cooperation, we've got the best people on the best issue. So this means you cannot have something better done in the long term or short term. So the benefit for Tizen, we want to avoid to create some new development on Tizen except on special feature. But if the feature already exists on other projects, we just want to focus on integration. This means we will not have special stuff, Tizen specific stuff, and we will try to maybe influence the upstream project. This is a word maybe you don't know about, upstream and downstream. Upstream means a project existing by itself, and downstream is the group who is using it. And Tizen is a downstream project, and upstream project are existing by themselves, and they could be used on other systems. For instance, the web browser we have in Tizen is also used in Android. The upstream project is Google Blink, or Blink, just the name of the project, forget about Google. And we have one instance into Tizen, and Android has another instance into the system, and maybe other systems are using it. So we, Tizen, do the integration, and the upstream is doing the development. So the benefit of cooperation, this means your upstream will not have to care about details of integration. They will just focus on adding features, fixing bugs, and we want to help them also. And the benefit for them is that they will get some feedback from a real use of their product, and so they can improve it and make it better. And I would like to introduce Tizen Common. It's shown downstairs, but it's a new, not that new, but a project of Tizen that aims to be the integration into Tizen. This means we have the latest stuff, and for upstream developer, it can be very useful to have a distribution that is shipping the versions they are actually working on and not something older. They don't want to improve something which is done maybe 2 years ago or maybe even more. So we are one of the Wayland distributions. This is a new graphical stack, and there are a few distro who are using it at the moment. So how do you contribute and cooperate more efficiently? First, the important thing is to communicate efficiently. This means to have interaction between different people, different projects, and to share the code, share the information, share the problem, and be contact the right people. So this is something that matters a lot in open source development, but in in-house development, people are not used to. So that's why I'm saying this is communication is something important. If you're trying to do something and your neighbor is trying to do the same, it would be stupid to do it twice. So let's you have to make some effort on this. And even if you are using English as a main language, you can use maybe Google, some translators tool or somewhere, but let the world know that you are wanting to do something or you have some problem with something. And we are using Git-based tools. This is, I like them, but it can be a little disturbing for a beginner, but in the long term, once you go and set at a certain level, the learning curve worth the effort. And that's what does that say? Track your change. This means every stuff you are doing, say it, I'm doing this because of this, I've done this before, and I've said this in this place, and those people are talking about it in another place to keep the whole thing connected. So even at the moment it doesn't make sense, in the future it will make sense. And I would like to introduce the concept of community. This means if we want to share stuff and the problem and so on, we make it will be a benefit that people using Tizen look at what upstream is doing at the moment and what is the vision of their project, does it match ours or not, and try to interact with them. So somehow we have got a different approach of the software, but we are complementary. And also in the Tizen project, there are many people working inside the project and the others are working outside. I'm thinking of Leon. I'm paid to work on Tizen. He's doing this as a hobby. But somehow we did manage to connect each other and we are sharing a lot of stuff, and this has been a win-win agreement. So now I'm going to illustrate a little story. I've been doing this recently. In Tizen we have an issue because we are using the Wayland system about hiding and showing windows. This sounds very basic, but at the moment, when we are using Wayland system, it didn't work. So I had to add this into the Qt framework, and this is a story of this feature. So this was that has been done on other framework by some workmate on EFL, and I did the Qt part. So first of all, the question is, why are you doing this? If someone requested before, you can say, hey, I can help you. So if the bug is there, just have a look at it. And if you can fix it as well. But if it's not already there, you as even an external or open source developer, you can create new bugs. There is, for instance, someone asked about the graphics on Tizen Sungsi. Maybe someone can raise a bug and say, I want this, I want graphics acceleration, can you help to fix it? And maybe someone who have a look at this and say, oh, this is interesting, I'm going to help you. And it could happen maybe several months later, but at least somebody is throwing a bottle in the sea and maybe someday someone catch it. So if the bug is specific to Tizen, open it on Tizen, but if it's not specific to Tizen, this means it's specific to a software used in Tizen. You can enter the bug into Tizen bug tracker, but it won't be very efficient. You have to contact the people who are developing on the project and say, there is a problem in your software and maybe I can help to fix it, or maybe I need someone to help to fix it. So let me say it again. The benefit is to reach the right people and to avoid the duplication of work. And if you are creating a bug on some bug tracker, maybe even if it's not Tizen, or it could be your favorite distribution or whatever, and there is a discussion about this bug elsewhere, don't hesitate to connect Zeus. It means just copy the web address and say, those people are having some problem with it. Maybe it was the idea to have a look and to reach them. So if the software is not already in Tizen, this means the bug is related, can be solved by a new package, a new software, then the first thing you have to do is to create a package of this software. And all the packages are already into the Tizen project are into the Git repository. So if you're not used to Git, I'm sorry to tell you that you will have to learn it. There are not many tools we are using, but Git is an important one. So, and once you get used to it, you will love it. And you will repeat the same to some of your friends. So we are using Git to fetch a source from the upstream place. It means the original place where there are the sources. And we are using a tool that does some step between upstream repository and the packaging file. It's called GBS. And it will adapt the repository to the Tizen repository. This is not very complicated. You will have a look. And you need to create a spec file. This means a description of the software, but also how does it build and what file does it contain. So I will not detail this because it doesn't matter for a short talk. But once you have created this extra file, you get the source, of course, you can build the software using GBS build. I won't detail it, but this is just a single tool. And in the end, you get RPM, this means a binary package you can install into a Tizen system, and you'll be able to run the software. So this is the description about adding some new software to Tizen. So on the left, this is a life of the upstream software. And as you can see, upstream released the version under the name 141. And there are several changes on top of it. And we in Tizen decided to pick the version for the 041 and said, OK, this is the version we want to use. We just add this spec file to make it buildable. And we just commit the spec file on the. This is the yellow change. Each round means a change. So what you can see on the packaging, initial packaging on 041 for Tizen is just human readable information. But just at the next line, I added bug Tizen TC41. This means someone has created the bug that we need this. So if you are adding the reference to the bug tracker, then it can help the release engineer to track if the bug is still valid, and if it's a problem later, we can maybe replace the history. Why did we get this, and how did it happen? This is just for the future use. So this is a convention. This is a convention that's been introduced by the Debian project. You know about it, maybe, probably. This is a Linux distribution famous for being community-driven. And since they want to have a lot, and a lot of packages, they did have some convention. And I said, this is really looking good. This is what you can do. So we could reinvent the wheel. But if the system is good, let's take it the way it is and adapt it if it is needed. So this is a document under the debt-free convention. This is a telltale of the document. If you look for it, you will find it. So the idea is if it's an upstream bug, you had the bug and the reference on the upstream bug tracker. If it is a Tizen bug, you just name it as bug Tizen and the number. So this is about the commit message, but I said already that Tizen Common is a good place for introducing new software or developing on existing software because we want it to have a minimal change compared to the software. So there are not a lot of features into Tizen Common, but it's a good place for development. So you got all the minimal stuff, And also you can build on the device, so it can be convenient when you have complicated packages, like, and you want to avoid packaging and so on. You can just fetch a source on the device and build it, and it will run just like a regular system. Okay, so once it's done, of course, you've done the verification, the test, and so on. And once it's okay, you commit it, and you have it locally on your computer. This is what the red star over there. This means that you have something you want to share, but it's not yet in the Tizen project. So instead of committing it directly to the Tizen project, it would be worth the effort to have some reviewing and to show the code to some people to say if it's good or not. So the upstream project is a place for this. So you can just open the bug tracker and say, hey, I think I solved this issue, and I want someone to check if it's okay and it's the right way to do the things. So now if upstream project has some interest, of course it will dedicate, because you're doing their job for free. So the bug tracker is the entry point. Some projects are using mailing list a lot. I think I like mailing list also, but I think you can do the effort twice, because generally in mailing lists there is a discussion about something, but someday everything is dying. So maybe if the problem is still there and someone look at the mailing list and said, oh, this was a discussion about this maybe 3 months or 3 years ago, he will not write a message to say, hey, you have still this problem for 3 years, 1 year, and it will be go over again, and it will never stop. But once you create on the bug tracker, this is a place for the problem, so you will not bother others. This is just my personal opinion. Everything is my personal opinion and convention. This is not mandatory at this moment. So the upstream bug tracker is a place for this. And probably the upstream project doesn't want to you fix on the version you are using, but on the version, the next version. So he will ask you to say, hey, okay, it's working on this version. Try to make it run on the next version, the upcoming version. So you have to fetch the source and make sure it's also working and not introduce or breaking stuff or make it acceptable from the point of view. So you have to make a change not specific to Tizen. Keep it minimal if you want. Ask them to have a look. And if you got some bad reviewing, this means, no, you are going to destroy everything. Don't do this, don't do that. Don't be obfuscated. They're trying to help you as well, to say we should do something differently, and maybe it can be harder for you, but it was the effort to do design and to publish stuff the way the upstream project wants them to be. So it can be a long process. So this is the same graph as the previous one, unless the change is not on top of the Tizen branch, but is on the upstream devel branch. So maybe you need some adaptation. So next, what's happening? If I will have a look, maybe they will say nothing. So in this case, you can assume nobody's against this, so it could be good. But if you got some negative feedback, this is a problem you have to fix, because if it's not good, there is no reason to take it. So if it's good and everyone is happy, maybe the next step in the process, they will take the change and they will commit in their own repository. This means your stuff is valid, and we want it, and it's done. And the next step is when they release a new version, the change is inside this version. So perfect, there is nothing more to do. Just update the package to another version, and the fix is inside it. So if you're using Git, you commit the message that you are changing the version. And why did you do this? Because of bug TC42 in this case. So that's the red star is still the same change. And you see it's between two different versions. So Tizen didn't will not use the version, the first version 0.4.1, but it will use the next one. So you just have to update the version into the spec file, and it's done. But in reality, it's a little different. This means upstream projects, some of them are community driven and don't have a lot of resources to review all the patches in real time. This can be longer than you expected, but it will happen if you do still persist on it. And the problem is that in Tizen we have some we want to get the stuff earlier for demo, like this day, and how to do this. So they want to take a lot of time to verify the stuff, and we should deliver the change very quickly. It's not a problem, because we can fix it on Tizen and wait to it to be accepted upstream. This is basically the same change. If no one said, this is dangerous and you're going to break everything, we can do this in parallels. But it's not the perfect solution, so you have to keep an eye on upstream bug tracker and reviewing and say, hey, why? Look at this fix. It seems to work. We have been using it on Tizen for maybe some times, and it's still working fine. There is no regression, so it was the effort to get it in. So if this, you can make the feature enabled or disabled easily, it was the effort also, because it can be risky. So the red star, let's say it's the change. It's quite the same as a local local change, but you have it committed into the Tizen repository. And the, on the left, there is your patch living somewhere in upstream bug tracker. So you have to keep an eye on both. So let me summarize it. You make some effort to report the problem and to assign the task to you. Say, I'm going to fix it. I don't know how to fix it. I need help. Or can someone double check or work with me on this? You can use Tizen command to develop. You're tracking your change if you're committing some stuff. You're forwarding your code to upstream and asking them for a review. Once it's OK, you merge it back to Tizen. And the Tizen people will have a look at the code also if it's something good or not. So here are a few examples. So this is a cute change I was talking about, hiding windows. And at this time, it was just reviewed positively maybe 1 or 2 days ago. They said, OK, it's OK. We can want it. We can merge it. We have in Tizen for maybe 2 weeks, but it's just a little delay, so I'm quite happy about this. So as you can see, upstream project want to have a reference to their bug tracker, and we just added the reference to our Tizen bug tracker, bug Tizen line on the. And there are other changes we managed to merge upstream. One on the conman, which is the connectivity manager, and the other as well on the graphics. So community is important, because I was talking about project use, project the Tizen project wanted to include in them, but also there are some project upstream projects that want to be into Tizen. This is something totally under not controlled by the Tizen members or lead. So this is something I want to mention, because if we go in different direction, we'll meet in the middle. So that's how I find Leo, and it's making us stronger. So there is a Qt for Tizen. There is a Tizen Soxy, which is the ARM port on Arduino board. Someone is wanting to have mono runtime on Tizen also. And maybe there are other projects I'm not aware about it. So if you have some project and want it to include into Tizen, just start to make it available. We build it and make some package and let us know. Use whatever. You can use Twitter or the bug tracker, it will be better, but just an email is fine also. And if you want to share the source, maybe it was the effort to have some place common to have some spin of other Tizen developers. So I created a little project on GitHub just a few days ago. You can reuse it. I don't care about it. If some of the community people want to use it as a playground, it's not a problem. And if you want to create your own elsewhere, it's not a problem, as long as it is available. And we are not alone. There is a lot of projects. We are sharing the same code and the same project. So it was the effort to have a look at them and what they're doing, if they've got the same bug as ours, and how did they solve them, and if we solve some stuff, it was the effort to share them. And it's working on your system also. So it's good to have interaction with all kind of person you can find. So now I'm going to talk about some tips and tricks. I can detail all of them very quickly, but I don't know if some people want some in particular. I can make one longer. It's up to you. Okay, let's do in the order. So about creating initial packaging, this means when you are fetching the source, you have two options in Tizen. Either you're using archive or using the Git. I prefer the Git, and there are many benefits. That's when you want to interact, upstream will feel home, and it will be the same way of the source are organized, so it will be easier for him to have a look at what you're doing. Git module is some specific Git feature. This means you can have a Git repository. This means a central point to the source that is making a reference to another place. And this can be this is a limitation of our tool, so we have to do some workaround to make some archive of those external place where the code is shared. So I made a little script, and I want to share it if some people can use it, and it will be easier for them. If you are making spec files, this means you are creating a description of the software. Make sure to use as many macro as you can, because it will work on every system in the end. If you are making it working only on your system, it's a waste of time, because someone has to adapt on other system and another, and you are doing the stuff several times. If you are using macro, it will work everywhere, or it should work everywhere. So if you want to look at the macro, there is a few command lines you can type, and you will understand what they're doing. If you are making some spec file for different profile of Tizen, I encourage you to test the feature and not test the version. This means if I'm on a watch, maybe probably there is no audio, for instance. Test if the audio should be there or not. Don't test if you are on a watch, on a car, or whatever. And a little tip, if you're using... we are using GBS, so there is a special field, which is a required field. Make sure to, if you have some sub packages, make sure they are connected to each other. This means the same version is of the sub packages will be bring by the main package. So now this is some recommendation for developers. If you make your change and work easier for the maintainer, this is one you decide if your stuff should get in or not. Try to make it this job easier. This means don't mix Tizen-specific stuff and generic stuff. Make different change, and it will recognize it. If your commit message mention it is something for Tizen, it's been packaging, or something not for Tizen. Anyway, if you're making a change not related to packaging, make sure to connect upstream and contact him and ask him it's okay. If it's okay, that's what we saw just slightly. Upstream is releasing version. You can reuse their tag. Don't need to create extra tag like upstream / version whatever. So you have to create a special file into the Git repository. It is gbs.conf, and you can add some extra feature on it. If you need to create an intermediary version, you can create a snapshot version. For instance, this one is upstream 0.15.2.9, and this hash code, this means 9 commits after version 0.15.2, and the hash code is a shortcut of the commit ID. If of some versions, you have to drop some chains that were in previous version, I encourage you to make a reference to it, because later, if you want to know what we're doing in previous version, you can just with a hash find the patch easily, else it's gone forever, so it's annoying. And of course, do as many check as you can. And the last tip is about you have sharing code without reviewing. This has been introduced lately into Tizen. This means on the Tizen Git repository, you cannot commit everything you want, and you need to have some review, and some maintainer said, okay, it exists. But if you want to share your code to other developers, you can push into special branch without any restriction. You can create as many as you want. You can be as dirty as you want. It's only your responsibility. No one will annoy you about this. So my recommendation is to create a Tizen branch if you change apply on the current Tizen branch. If you need to work on a different version, you create an upstream branch with upstream code. This means no Tizen file in it, just upstream sources. And you put your Tizen specific stuff in the dev branch. And you have to work around the problem with tags. This is a little reference. If you have some script or some tips to share, I created a Tizen helper project. I just committed yesterday. There is some tools in this place, like a little script to create a cache of a Git repository. This means when you are cloning a new repository, it will not take forever. You have already done, so it will just reset it. And the other was a Git module things, and I plan to add some in the future. So the references for if you want to read it later about what I was talking about. And I want to thank the Tizen community. This means everyone, developers, reviewers, and also people who didn't expect them to be part of the project. This means hackers like Leon. And of course, Linux Foundation and my company. And for the watches also. So, and you for caring about this subject. So, time for question now. Yeah? Oh, okay. The question, if we compare to Android, I will not say it can be compared to only Android, because most of projects, any distribution, maybe Debian or whatever, they can use the same method. And actually, this is not Tizen specific. So for Android in specific case, I know little about this project, but there used to be a project which was Android open source project. And it was, I think it was a similar model, but most of the code of Android is not belonging to upstream project. Most of them are code designed only for Android. And this Android open source project was driven by a guy, and I say that lately he was not as much as happy he could be, and he resigned. So the future of Android may be different than the future of Tizen. This means I would not say Android is not open because the source are there. So, but the Tizen aim to have a different organization. This means open governance, and Android is something under Google control as far as I know. This is an interesting question, but you should ask the same to some people working on Android. Okay. I don't feel very comfortable because I'm only working on the Tizen.org sources. So what's it happening into companies like Samsung or Intel or maybe other project, because I'm somehow connected to Intel? There is a Tizen Association for the products, but but it's a developer choice when things should be open source or not. If for some reason it's more convenient to work behind doors or open doors, I cannot speak for everyone. But from my point of view, we are only focusing on the available source. I mean, no closed stuff. Or soon, maybe we are working on pre-integration that will be open source in a long time. But the goal of the project is to have something anyone can use. And Leon is showing you that it's possible. Any more questions? Yeah? The upstream compliance step you are talking about? Yeah. It depends on upstream projects. Some projects are very strict, and some projects are laxist. So you cannot when you're going to someone's home, you follow his rule. You cannot apply his yours, and this means you have to be diplomatic in some case, because if you said, "Yeah, Tyson is good, and we do this way, take it, and I don't want to be bothered," it will not work. So. It's lunchtime. Bon appétit.